Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today's featured swing bands are those of Glenn Miller, Jimmy Lunsford, Charlie Barnett, Artie Shaw with Helen Forrest at the microphone, Count Basie, and Benny Goodman. One of Glenn Miller's biggest hits, and there were a lot of them, was In the Mood, which topped the charts for 13 weeks in 1940 and was performed by Miller's band in the 1941 ski film Sun Valley Serenade. You might recognize it as the Dr. Jazz theme song, which kicks off these programs. We'll start this first set with another of Miller's big hits, Moonlight Serenade, composed by Miller. After that, In the Mood, and then Ray Eberle singing, Wishing Will Make It So. Thank you.
it so. Just keep on wishing, and cares will go. Dreamers tell us dreams come true. It's no mistake, and wishes are the dreams we dream when we're awake. The curtain of night will part. If you are certain within your heart. So if you wish long enough, wish strong enough, you will come to know. Wishing will make it so.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. James Melvin Lunsford was born in Missouri in 1902, but grew up in Denver, Colorado. He took music lessons from Paul Whiteman's father during high school. He went to Nashville, Tennessee to further his studies, where he played the alto sax in a local band along with Andy Kirk, who also went on to fame as a swing band leader. In 1927, while teaching high school in Memphis, Lunsford started a band called the Chickasaw Syncopators, which soon became the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra. The band began recording in 1930, and by 34 was playing at the Cotton Club in Harlem. In 1941, the orchestra was featured in the Hollywood film Blues in the Night. The band went into decline during and after World War II, like many other swing bands. While on tour in Seaside, Oregon in 1947, Jimmy collapsed while signing autographs at a local music store and died a few hours later of a heart attack at 45 years old. Rumors circulated that Lunsford may have been poisoned by a white restaurant owner who was unhappy about serving Negroes. Several other members of the band who ate there also became ill. Now, who knows? This set contains the instrumental Le Jazz Hot and two vocals by one of the band's trombonists, Trummy Young, on Taint What You Do and Margie.
Thank you. a kid about 3:30. My daddy said, son, come here to me. Says things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know.
Think what you do.
It's the way hot she do it.
Think what you do.
It's the way hot she do it.
Think what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
That's what gets me so.
Mama, mama.
Think what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
Think what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
Think what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
That's what gets me so.
Ooh.
You can try hard. Don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
Take it easy.
Greasy.
Then you drive the swing. Oh, and think what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Think what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Think what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
That's what gets me so.
Thank you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. I don't usually like to delve into the personal lives of these musicians too much, but I just can't avoid this one. Saxophonist and band leader Charlie Barnett was married 11 times. Wow, some guys have all the fun, or misery. But to his credit, number 11 lasted for 33 years. Well, he finally got it right. Lined up are three instrumentals by the Barnett Orchestra, The Big Hit and Barnett Original, Skyliner, Things Ain't What They Used to Be, and Smiles.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging away. Helen Forrest sang with three swing bands from 1938 through 43, those of Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James. She was born Helen Fogel in Atlantic City in 1917. The family relocated to Brooklyn, where her stepfather turned their home into a brothel. At 14, the same stepfather attempted to rape her, and she stabbed him with a kitchen knife. Yeah, don't mess with Helen. She promptly moved in with her piano teacher. Helen dropped out of high school to pursue her dream of becoming a singer. After several years of working in clubs and on radio, she got her big break with Artie Shaw in 1938. She became a star during the swing era. She performed with Harry James Orchestra in the Hollywood film Springtime in the Rockies in 1943. She went solo in 43 and had a successful career in radio, television, and motion pictures. She passed away in 1991 at 82. At the height of her career, she was perhaps the most popular female vocalist in America. By Helen and the Artie Shaw Orchestra, I've got three songs lined up. You're a Sweet Little Headache, Thanks for Everything, and Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's Say It with a Kiss.
We'll be right back. taking the skies of gray and making them blue, for taking my cares away, I tip my heart to you. So thanks for everything, every thrill in your tender caress. Thanks to you alone for all that I'll ever possess. You gave me my reason to dream and made every dream come true. And so for everything, my thanks to you.
Thank you.
You've got Dr. Jazz happening. The Count Basie Orchestra is known for having the best rhythm section of all the swing bands. That included the Count on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. On the following recordings, Lester Young on tenor and Buck Clayton on trumpet can be heard. Basie plays the organ on the second piece, and it's probably a good thing he stayed with the piano, I think. Here's the Gershwin Brothers' O Lady Be Good, Live and Love Tonight, and the Walter Donaldson, Gus Kahn song, Love Me or Leave Me, from the 1928 Broadway show, Whoopee! Thank you. This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. In 1937, the Benny Goodman Orchestra recorded an 8.5-minute version of Sing, Sing, Sing. It's a mystery to me how they recorded one this long in the days of the 78 record. But here it is, featuring the drum work of Gene Krupa.
Thank you.
us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.